then that won't have to deal with what you were talking about. Then you talked about what Arctic Survival and all that. What comes under Arctic Survival? And another thing we talked about was that volunteer first school at that time. We also asked some students here that are here if they might be interested to go down to the police an hour at night. They are volunteer. I'm assuming I'm like skinny and careful. As guys go down, that time to teach the skin of caribou, you know, not being in the building, but then they can show them out. Next night, and Tuesday night, somebody was going out to keep having a set of traps just to come out of them, or not come out of the night. So we're out. And then Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, somebody else to go down and keep something on. That's what we had in mind. We're not concerned about pay or anything. These are voluntary places.
How would this work in with the community ed? Alex Davis is the community education coordinator. How would this work in with the community ed course to have, you know, one night each week for Arctic Survival type thing? Volunteers do different things like
one club. How is that for you? You need to have somebody to go down and talk to whatever food is down there, school board or school. We need one to take care of that. Because you tell us, who will be on the police tonight on a certain night.
About boys, volunteer firemen's widow into women seminar. Huh. We don't know about it.
I'm just talking about the main part now.
Does it have to be in the school? Can it be in the community?
Does it
have to be?
Is
there something else going on in the school?
Well, sure.
Another thing, on maps, if you need maps, and Kivalina has no maps of the locality here, these maps can be arranged through Bert. You know, Bert can call in touch with you and call Nana that you need some maps for local geography class or the naming of rivers and hills and all this stuff that the kids mentioned volleyball. So maps, if they're not here, they can be arranged through Bert. Bert can call Katamu and we'll do what we can in order to supply you with the maps.
Why don't we, one of the teachers will be getting some maps too, so we need them.
about food, dessert, all these other stuff. Well, we do not part of it, not on that one night, but different things. Like once a week, we go to the dessert that we do at night.
Once a week is good, as long as you can eat it, you know. If you start pushing them, pushing the kids every night, they'll lose interest, you know. That's one of the things we gotta remember. They have to be in the gym sometimes.
Como todas las edades, así llegue, se puede vivir, pues hasta todo el día, ¿no? Co, se puede hablar con la gente, así llegue, su vida. Que guste, que sabe, ¿no?
Yeah, those can be worked out. Those can be worked out. Once a week, we need a fine room, that's enough. Makuninga, I'm not going to be able to, that's not the problem. This is the show. Okay, now you saw that, I'm not going to keep it, yeah. Another thing you have to keep in mind, if things start turning out right, then Kivalinis should get some excess seal oil or excess blubber. We can always try to find something that you want from Hapakoba or someplace else, like maybe beaver skins or this type of thing that we can swap and exchange. I guess that those types of things can be arranged. You have breakfast.
Who's Steve Crew?
Yeah, these things can be arranged. You'd be helping the your neighbors up where there's no seal on it, or?
And if this, you know, there's a lot of mini bats in the world, right? I mean, that trip to Greenland was very educational. I think they're quite they're a little different, but they're mini bats, the same as it is in Canada. And we have what we call the Indian Circle Polar Conference that we organized starting in 1977. And we're supposed to meet in Canada, but I think the Canadians aren't very well organized, so we're inviting them to meet in Batsky, maybe in 1984, if it all works out. The politics work out, there's a lot of politics in that. But that's one thing we'd like to prepare for, which would be a lot of people to work with. One other thing, I think we should mention is there's Alaska Federation of Natives Convention comes up 16, 17, 18 of December. And we're trying to have each village select two high school students, a boy and a girl, to come down there. And we would pay for the transportation and the hotel and have some chaperones. And the idea would be to have the students travel with, be there with our board of directors from that, and other people from our region. And I think we'll try to arrange for them to help during the convention, you know, the committees that are going to be working there. And we'd also show them our NANA offices and give them some idea of what our businesses are doing, what kind of business. We take them to the United Bank of Alaska and show them the bank they own a part of. And also maybe visit with some of the other regional corporations to so they have some idea what some of the other corporations are doing. And so we need the village to very soon, we're making the start of the organization, like today or tomorrow. We need the 2 days. I don't know how to suggest that you select them.
Better check on the bird, just for land.
We have three-year-olds in school now, so it's a matter of getting the instruction more valuable than it is in this class.
Now, in college, you think, let me eat my words back. Okay, this is only a suggestion, maybe. I think I talked too fast. Make it work right away. So, while I was thinking about it, we got to think what kind of material to use. So you can't take it right now.
Yeah, as long as you work on it, fine.
Yeah. Well, it's not right away, probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not true.
Well, when I said when you're going to start, I'm not saying actually start, but you know, sometimes things you've got to do some planning first.
Planning is starting.
I think nobody want to be a contact person. How can they want to contact? How all the people that
that's one that would contact. Anybody else?
We need Kivalina Ellers Council, and Joe already volunteered his time to be in one of those. And also Becky Norton. And See, this, well, we should have two more.
It would be nice to have five. Maybe the older people who are.
See, they're, actually, they're not elders, but they have to work with all the elders that are present. But I want the young ones like Becca Gina or something like that. So we can have somebody that we can coordinate all the programs. All the programs that you have requested and the students have requested. Make sure that we're not going over everybody else's program. That everything is coordinated in a way that we're not trying to do something when the school is trying to do something like this. Or you're trying to do something that the students are trying to do something. So these people will be the ones that kind of stick along the shop.
They should have a student on
the
school. Maybe they should be
student represented. Yeah, Joe was in the school board, so
that meant he might have. We're talking about
the student represented. You need somebody from the school. I'm such a joke. You're looking for a volunteer. That would be four volunteers from the school also. I'm willing. What?
Is it okay with all of you? This is killing this thing.
Yeah, you voluntarily work with them and then you pass it. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. I'm happy to go.
Anybody else?
Yeah, about Clinton or somebody from the whole group.
You schedule out and set up your consul however the way you want. Just to make sure that these people will be the contact persons for right now anyway, or set up everything in motion.
Well, what we actually need is we'd like at least you people set what time you're going to meet, what time is your first meeting, so you can at least organize the elders council. I know these people over here will be working with you, with the elders, but we need at least an organized elders group, organizing paper. You can do it any time after tonight, and if you set a meeting date, fine, organize it then. In the meantime, you can at least maybe encourage some more of the elders to be involved in this group here. That's what we want. We want to know when you're going to organize your elders council. And so these people will have at least somebody to work for. They fully voluntary in that they'd be working for these people. We actually need an organization. People that want to set a time for this, fine. But add more of the elders in here, if possible. Even one more. At least you get three of the older people, or any way you want. But we need somebody as a chairman, president of this elders council, however you want to name it, or even a chief of the Kibalina Elders Council. So they have actually formed an elders organization. That's what we want. So then at the annual report, whoever is the chairman or president of this elders Kibalina Council can report to us at the annual meeting. See what kind of project Kibalina has been doing prior to our annual meeting. So it'll have to come in a report. So when you folks gonna meet? When's your first meeting? Are you gonna organize at that time, or you wanna organize now? It's up to you. You can set a later date. No, we want you for us to get to a meeting. Yeah, select your chairman or your vice chairman. Well, you can at least have your secretary right there. They're voluntarily working for you now. If they would. So all we need is from the elders council who's going to be in charge, at least in paper. These people will be working for you. But we need in paper that so-and-so is chairman or president of the Kibalina Elders Council. This is like an IRA or city council type. Just an organization.
Yeah, you can maybe do that first thing after the new year started off, right?
Yeah.
Just so that
the reason why I thought I would be the contact person for this thing that I thought if Lou would want to know where to start, I would be the contact person. So I didn't expect to be the whole
you got to start them, Joe. But we would organize our young man for the Oscar. Now there's room for money. But yeah, because I'm going to be so much in here. As long as we know that we will be forming by January 5 or something like that. Yeah. As long as you can tell us when you at least approximate date that you're going to organize? First Monday in January, or something like that?
Before you go. They want to organize earlier, like, they need to take care of it.
Most of our, most of them have organized, you know, they have.
I mean, you're talking about the numbers conferences, talking about? We don't know. We, at least at the present time, we've got no funds unless NAMIS should come up with a funding for travel.
They already have, right? Remember when they were meeting, several months ago? Yeah?
So maybe, is somebody put up? Maybe somebody, is somebody have it?
We have to form a council first for this weekend. I volunteered for
This will be part.
Do we have to form a council before we can start our program?
No, no.
Council.
Well, according to Elder's group's plan, each village is supposed to have an Elder's council. That's all. It doesn't say how many. It doesn't even say how many. But we need an Elder's council in every village in paper. You can work at least, you can do a detail for them.
That's for the Elder's council?
Well, it's just a council.
Yeah, I have a question. So you have to come out to the detail.
Well, the truth of the matter is that it's the elders that understand what this is all about. And it's the elders that have the knowledge of the history, of your family trees, of the land, you know, of the Inupiat way of survival. And their job is to provide direction and counsel. More than likely, they're not going to run the show. The reason that we're trying to get some younger folk is to help, you know, carry out the details of getting things ready. And, you know, between some of you younger assistants, in effect, or even some who know that, you know, how to teach different things, between you people and the older people, the elders council, you know, you're going to decide what you think is important, right? To try to teach and to convey this information to the children and to the young people. So that's why, that's how at least we have seen it in our minds anyway, that the elders council is, they're the leadership, in effect. They are the people.
That's what these are.
That are carrying on the tradition and the knowledge, and that the people in the spirit, right? That we're trying to rejuvenate. And that's why we feel that all these things that we think are important, that should be passed on to your children, that is practiced by your elders. They have it. And the idea is that Joe and you, and these young people are going to help with them, help plan, you know, help plan what it is you're going to try to teach, what time of the year, you know, what is to be emphasized. That's really important. And that's you know, every village might be a little different, but you know, your people are going to have to work out the best way to carry on these values and this knowledge that you know want to pass on to your younger people. So that's how we're trying to that's how we think it can work best. In fact, on a regional basis, you know, you may have people from your elders' council who will be involved in a regional council. You see, because the way we look at it, in trying to run the business of Nana, which is your business, it's your land, it might not be always peaceful in the future. So when we set up some policies for the management of Nana, for instance, at some point we might want to try to arrange for land, land management with our people. You know, are we going to lease land to our own people or to the village, sort of thing? Or any kind of business policies that we have. If there's somebody, there's a group or if there's somebody that disagrees with the board of directors and the management about how things are being done, and the board of directors has made its decision,
Then, if that group thinks they're right, then we'll send them up to talk to the elders. They're going to be sitting over everything. They got an appeal, right? And of course, our elders, what they're going to be looking at is for our Inupiaq survival. They won't be looking at the money or the politics or this or that. They'll be looking at it from the standpoint of the Inupiaq survival and what's best for our people. So this elders' council, as far as we're concerned, we'd like to try to give them back the responsibility they used to have of helping in counseling and in maybe in selecting our leadership. Right? So the elders' council, as far as us young guys are concerned, is they're going to be important to how we operate in our area. And so we're not just setting it up because we think it's going to be fun for us. We want to do it because we think it's important to how we operate in our region, in everything that we do. So that's how we think about it, because we think that it doesn't matter whether they know anything about numbers or business or all about the educational system, because these are details. We want their advice about what's important in life. We think that you ought to have the best possible people who are willing to contribute their mind and their experience, you know, to not only your village, but our region. So that's the purpose of the elders.
Do you have any problems with the ones that are up there right now? Anybody? All of you older people have any problems with any of them? Oh, yes. All we want is people that are knowledgeable of this. It doesn't matter if they're 25 years old, and as long as they know how to speak the language and have knowledge of this. And certainly they would have to be Inupiaq, and I'm sure that all of these are. We've always considered elders as some old people that are 65 and over or something like that. And maybe that's always our downfall too, but lately I've been thinking, as long as they're knowledgeable of these things, and that's what I wanted. We leave it to all the ones that are real old, which are good councilmen, that's not disregarding their council, but I also been down at the elders conference. And no matter how much knowledge those people are sitting with, they're not gonna say anything. Not this, you keep poking them, keep poking them. Finally something, and when they finally speak, it's always just wisdom that they speak. Sure, but with this kind of program, we want somebody that is already knowledgeable, and I'm sure that every one of these are. And I got no problem with them being in the council. And you know every one of the older people that are in Kivalina. You know those people that are in there. All right, you can say, okay, we'll have elders meeting. And who would the contact persons be? These persons would contact, we're going to hold a council meeting on such a day. Then all the older people would come together and they could discuss whatever that they want to discuss. It's only these people would be the contact persons, would be the ones that call the meeting to order. Because Lena and Becky are now, or will be, will have volunteered to teach the girls as far as the girls' side of this tradition is concerned. Joe is concerned because he's also on the school board and he's concerned about this program being done. He's on there, and every time you want to teach it, for any one of these programs, you know every elder in here, and you can come to that very elders. Will you be available?